Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Figures just in from the Department of Health. There have been 1,000 new cases of COVID-19 detected in the country, and unfortunately there have been 3 further deaths reported. We have a lot of texts in as well in relation to the situation as it stands and going to level 5 or not going to level 5, and really people seem very divided on it. One person says, go to level 5 now, take the expert advice, stop turning on the experts just because you don't like what you hear. Angela in Kilkenny meanwhile says, give level 3 a chance. Everyone is starting to be COVID weary.
My heart goes out to Julie in Cork because she says, please bear in mind all the weddings planned for next week. My niece already had to move her wedding from May to October, then had to cut from original guest list down to 50. Then came level 3, so she had to tell us we couldn't go and cut to 25. Now it could all be cancelled with only 3 days to go. It's cruel, she says. Please let the small, well-controlled weddings that are due in the next few weeks to go ahead. It could break your heart. It'd break your heart to see all their plans being shattered, she says. And which is a real emotional plea. My heart goes out to Julie and her niece especially, and her partner. But that is the case in an awful lot of places and households around the country. 51551 as debate. The debate goes on over whether GA inter-county matches should be played during the next few weeks and restrictions possibly increasing. One County Galway community is dealing with the fallout from a recent county final celebration, now being described as a super spreader event. John Cook has been visiting the town of Moycullen in County Galway and joins me now. John, what happened there?
Well, Cormac, Moycullen looks great in the sun this afternoon as locals are enjoying the popular outdoor food market, and there are green and white flags and banners flying everywhere since Moycullen's footballers defeated Mount Bellew Moylock to win their first senior football title last Sunday week. But the shadow of COVID-19 hangs over that historic victory now after an outbreak of the virus among players and the community that's being linked to crowded on-street celebrations and apparently packed parties in venues, including a local pub, with videos and pictures circulating online of people out drinking in crowds, sing songs, no masks, no social distancing, and no regard, it would seem, for COVID-19 preventative measures. These pictures and videos online and in print in today's Irish Mirror. I found many in Moycullen reluctant to speak about this, but one GAA fan told me of his and other people's delight with their significant win.
I was indeed, yeah. It meant everything because the first time they won a senior title. The last time they were in a final was 75 years ago against Corfin, and they lost against Corfin that day, so it meant everything to the parish.
And it seems to have given the place a good lift, and the flags are flying, but were you part of any of the celebrations then afterwards, or what have you heard?
No, I wasn't a part of any celebration there, but I was going to go down, but I'm sort of thankful I didn't now, because the COVID has broken out in Galway, or in Moycullen, and we're all sort of sad about it, like, but that's just the way it is. Like,
are people blaming the fans, the players, or the celebrations that went on afterwards, or what's the mood locally now?
The mood locally is that apparently it was people that came from Galway that spread it on the Monday. They came out in the Monday celebration.
So people are saying someone else brought it into Moycullen, even though there were packed pubs and parties and people dancing on each other's shoulders and things?
That's the view locally, yeah.
People don't want to accept personal responsibility for it, so is it?
I don't think anyone had it in Moycullen to begin with, to be honest. Like, we heard of no one in Moycullen. Moycullen was always safe until the celebrations went on, like, do you know what I mean? And then probably someone was just asymptomatic, didn't know they had it, and now it's spread, like, but
that's how it happens, I think.
Yeah, that's how it happens. Celebrations, I think, got out of hand a little bit, yeah.
Well, then there's one Moycullen supporter glad to have stayed away from the celebrations. Tell us more about the fallout, John.
Well, following the outbreak of COVID-19 in the community, the Moycullen club cancelled all activity, with players having to quarantine as contact tracing took place, Cormac. The Moycullen players on the Galway squad had to withdraw in a blow to the county's hopes of a First Allianz Football League title since 1981, while the outbreak will also impact on the Galway under 20 side due to take on Kerry in the All-Ireland semi-final in Limerick on Saturday. But more worrying for this town of around 1,700 population, though, are reports of up to 50 COVID positive cases in the community, as more tests are awaited, according to Galway Green Party councillor and Moycullen resident Alistair McKinstry.
This is very much a super spreader event. Basically, about 10-20% of the people spread about 80% of the virus.
And how much of COVID-19 is there in the community now, do we know, here in Moycullen?
I've heard numbers of up to about 50 or so were infected, but I have no up-to-date numbers like that.
We know there are players out of action. We know they're not available for inter-county action with Galway. Has it gone further than GAA players?
It almost certainly has gone beyond the GAA players. There are fears within the school, for example, in particular of cases. And one of the community fears is a lack of contact tracing.
Are you aware of COVID positive cases among elderly or vulnerable people in the community since those match celebrations and this recent outbreak?
I'm not personally aware of elements within the elderly. But it is a real fear with two nursing homes in the community.
What's the mood in Moycullen now, would you say, over this outbreak and what happened? It seemed like there were pretty boisterous celebrations, some very packed settings, no social distancing, no masks, singing, hugging people. Looked oblivious to COVID-19 regulations.
There's a lot of concern. I mean, we're here today at a public market. We're enjoying the sunshine. But there's shops, for example, have made a point of testing their staff and warning people, please don't come in if you are awaiting a test, when they know that there are people there are large numbers of people awaiting tests. They've had to make sure that their own staff are not infected.
What are your concerns now? We're looking at possible heightened restrictions nationally anyway. They have heightened since those celebrations. Those pubs are not allowing customers on their premises anymore.
We need to not be legalistic about, you know, how many people we are meeting. We need to minimise and cut this out as quickly, as hard as we can. We need to be very clear that we go for testing, you know, as soon as it happens. We do need to be clearer on obeying the rules. The pubs are now closing. It's a pity that it's come to that. But if we had stuck tighter to the rules, we wouldn't necessarily be here.
And that's Galway Councillor Alistair McKinstry in Moycullen. What has the GAA club itself there, John, said about all of this?
Well, Cormac, I spoke to Moycullen Club Chairman Paul Clancy. He's an All-Ireland winner with Galway in 98 and 2001 himself. And though he chose not to be interviewed for Drive Time, he did refer me to a club statement issued earlier this week confirming that all club activities were cancelled following several cases, as it described it, in the local community, including some members of their senior football squad who won the recent county title. Previous to this, the club pointed out they had cancelled club celebrations after the county final victory. So it should be noted, Cormac, these celebrations that we're referring to, that are seen in all these online pictures and videos, they were unofficial celebrations. Efforts to contact some local publicans, well, failed today. One did tell me, though, they had observed all COVID-19 level 2 requirements as were in place at the time of the match, and they had been warned by Gardaí to do so prior to the match. They seemed quite upset that perhaps others had not heeded these warnings. And no one I met in Moycullen admitted to taking part in any of these celebrations. Some defended the scenes seen online. Many expressed the hope that inter-county matches can still proceed. But this young woman told me she's really angry and upset by what happened.
I know that a lot of the players actually tested positive for it and they live in the area. So we never know, is it how far it's going to spread, how many people could be infected. Like, Moycullen is known for our community spirit, but it just takes one person who thinks they're fearless to really affect a lot of people.
And I don't want to point the finger of blame, but there was a lot more than one person involved there. There were crowds, big crowds.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and I can understand that it was a big win for us, but I think there was drink involved and people thought it's normal and they kind of forgot that there was an underlying, like, you know, COVID-19, you know.
You sound kind of upset or angry with them now.
I am, honestly, because, like, I work in the healthcare sector and I've seen it and I've worked, like, where people who actually who passed away from it. So I know that it is dreadful, and I know the extent of what can happen, but I think young people think they're fearless. I have an underlying health condition. I know so many other people that do, so I'm actually kind of annoyed that people I know were doing this, and what if it goes around and around, and someone's parents get it, someone's grandparents. Like, it's such a small community, we could pass it on, and it will probably demolish Moycullen if it goes around because of what happened.
Nationally, there's talk about level 5 restrictions possible and questions over whether inter-county GAA action should go ahead. What do you think?
Absolutely not. It'd
be a pity if it upset all the other GA matches now, etc., you know.
What do you think? Should that inter-county action go ahead?
I think...
When we see celebrations like that in Moycullen, things getting out of hand?
That is probably maybe a one-off. Like, I don't think the county would provoke the same element of celebration. Like, I mean, this team here, they're winning for the first time ever. There was a lot of inbuilt, I suppose, hope there. And when it happened, they're, I suppose, just couldn't keep a lid on it, and that's it.
You'd have to think that it's not safe. The whole thing should be cancelled. There might be small celebrations, sure, people go back to houses. I mean, how do you stop that? Can't stop it, really.
Could we cope without a winter of GAA as well now, as well as possibly level 5 restrictions?
That's the other side of it. Will people go for the head, for the mental side of it? That's the other side of it. You need something. If the inter-county matches are on television, it's something to watch on a Sunday. That's what I think, anyway.
Tough call.
Desperate call.
Yeah, locals in Moycullen ending John Cook's report from County Galway there just about the debate around inter-county matches and whether they should go ahead or not. Our colleagues in Radio na Gaeltachta have just been on to the former president of the GAA, Liam O'Neill, and he has told them that county games should not go ahead, and he's a significant voice in the GAA.